Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, you. This is going to be one of these episodes that speaks right to your heart. I want you to lock in, and I want you to hear every word that I'm saying. I talk about this in my new book, Protect Your Peace, and you heard me say this before. You set the tone for your life. I want you to understand that. I want you to like sit with that for a moment. You set the tone for your life. Not nobody else. Stop blaming social media. Stop blaming your ex. Stop blaming the world. You set the tone for your life. Do you understand me? You set it. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what's going on around you. At the end of the day, you set the tone for your life. If other things are setting the tone for your life, that's because you signed off on it. That's because you gave permission to it. I understand this one truth, that I'm in control of the energy that I give. No matter what's going on in my life, no matter if I'm dealing with grief, no matter if I'm dealing with loss, no matter if I'm dealing with whatever, I'm in control. And I get it. Sometimes it's hard, but I'm in control of the energy, right? I give from my life. Nobody else. And I want to say this, and this might hurt some feelings a little bit, but it's true. If this next year is going to be the year for you, then I want you to understand this truth, man. You set the tone for your life. Like, do you? I keep saying that because I want you to understand that. So if you're looking at your life right now, you know, so many of us, we want people to do more for us than we give from ourselves. We give to ourselves. We want other people to believe in us when we don't believe in ourselves. We want other people to support us when we don't support ourselves. Like, you set the tone for your life. You tell people how to treat you by what you accept. You tell people how to believe in you by how you believe in yourself. You set the tone for your life. And I want to say this. Too many people in this world right now, and it's a protection mechanism, because a lot of people are afraid to fail. So they protect themselves by not giving their all. They protect themselves by acting like they don't care. They protect themselves by nonchalant when it comes to their dreams, when it comes to their vision. They act like it's just a hobby. And I want to tell you right now, man, and I'm going to be real with you, because I put my all into this. And I take it personal. I take it personal. And I know I'm a little bit fired up, but I cannot stand when I see somebody be nonchalant to their dreams, be nonchalant to their life, be nonchalant to their purpose, to protect themselves because they're so afraid to fail. So as long as I say, oh, this is just a hobby, if it doesn't work out, then you know what? I don't look bad. As long as I just kind of, you know, say I don't really care about this, when it don't work out, oh, I don't look bad. And that's the energy that you bring into your life. That's the tone that you're setting for your life. A lot of you, and maybe it's not true for you, but I want to tell you right now, if it is, you gotta listen to me, man. That nonchalant energy ain't gonna cut it. That nonchalant energy is not going to cut it. That non-belief energy, NBE, non-belief energy is not gonna cut it. You gotta retire that right now. Because some of us, we're using that non-belief energy. What is that? It's all, oh, man, you know, I'm going to treat this like a hobby. But really, I want this to work. Really, I want to be successful. Really, I want to take it to the next level. Really, I want this I want to achieve so much, but I'm going to just bring this non-belief energy. Some of us, we ain't where we want to be because of that. You nonchalant with your dreams, you nonchalant with your mission, you nonchalant with the things that you say that mean everything to you. You nonchalant with your gifts, you nonchalant with your talent. That's the energy that you're giving off, that non-belief. That non-belief, but you want people to believe in you, and then you mad when people don't believe in you. Can I speak to you for a moment? The thing that really shifted my life, I'm going to tell you right now, is my belief. I set the tone for my life through my belief. I believed in it before anybody else did. I believed in it even when nobody else did. I believed in it no matter if I failed or not. I believed in it no matter the losses. I believed in it despite what was going on in my life. I believed when nobody showed up. I believed even when it seemed like it wasn't working out. I still believe no matter what. Because I understood that as long as I believe, as long as I created that energy was going to sustain me. And I knew if I keep sustaining the rain, the storms, the losses, the setbacks, the ups and downs, I knew at some point, I truly believe that this was for my life. I truly believe this was for my mission. I was fighting for something greater. The problem is some of y'all ain't fighting for nothing. The problem is your mission is weak. That's why you quit every time it gets hard, because your mission is weak. Your mission about all these external things, you want more followers, you want people to know your name, you want to be famous, all these things, that's a weak mission. And I can always tell a person with a weak mission because they bring that non-BE, that non-belief energy, that non-CE, that nonchalant energy. At what point are you going to shift that to that belief energy? No matter what. No matter what's going on, no matter how it looks, no matter what the analytics said, I'm believing in it regardless, because this is what I was created to do. And it pisses me off, excuse my French, but it pisses me off when I see so many people bring that non-belief energy. And I'm going to tell you this too. I don't see a lot of people believing in themselves. People always ask Trent, what's the one thing that helped you? My belief in myself? My belief in what God had for me? My belief in my mission? Even when I didn't see it happening, even when it wasn't happening, I still believe it could happen. I still had that faith. I faithed it out no matter what. And I'm going to tell you right now, for me, it was me believing in me. And what I mean by this, I know a lot of people say that, but it was me believing in me. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by this. See, a lot of us, we don't really believe in ourselves like that, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to social media, and this is for my people out here that want to use social media to change your life, that want to use social media to elevate your business, whatever it is, because I believe social media is a great tool. Stop blaming social media and saying, oh, social media is this and that. Social media is what you make it. I'm going to go ahead and say that, because I see so many people that blame social media for their habits, that blame social media for their lack of discipline. Like, social media is social media. Social media changed my life. Social media is a tool, and it's all about how you use it. So stop saying, oh, social media is bad. No, it's bad for you. It's bad because that's how you're using it. It's bad because you have no discipline. It's bad because you have no control. And I understand. I get it. It's bad because you're scrolling all day instead of creating all day. That's a you thing. Don't blame social media for how you decide to show up to it. Don't blame social media because of who you following. Oh, my feed is all of this. That's who you following. That's who you engaging with. Can I be real with you? I know some of you might not want to hear this message, but it's the truth. But I'm going to tell you right now, the thing that really helped me, and if you understand this, this is going to help you so much. Social media right now, especially right now, is training us, is programming us to be duplicates, is to not be original. And I'm just keeping it real with you right now. Like, social media is telling you, hey, make this real. Hey, make a post like this so you can get views. So what do? You start dancing, you start making videos. And nothing wrong with this, by the way. I'm not judging you. Nothing wrong with it, because some people are highly successful with this. But my question is this really you? Or are you just following a trend? A lot of us are following trends and we can't build followings. And I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm not going to talk about social media too much, but I'm going to tell you right now is that a lot of people are getting a lot of views, but you're not building a following. You're not building community. You're getting a lot of views, you're dancing, you're doing the things, but people are just liking it and keep scrolling it. They're not buying into who you are, because you're not really being who you are for some of you. Some of you are allowing your creativity to be put on a back burner. And the thing that helped me was I was a trailblazer, right? I was a trailblazer. And I'm going to share this with you. And I think it's very, very powerful if you understand this. The thing that really helped me was that when I was searching in the marketplace, when I was searching in this industry, when I was searching in this world, I couldn't find me. I couldn't find me. And what I mean by that is like, I couldn't find validation of the creation that was in my soul. Like I couldn't find validation of my creativity. I looked out and I said, man, like I want to do such and such, but nobody's doing it. So that must mean like I had a choice in that moment. Either I can think that, oh, it must not be special, which most people do because most people don't trust their creativity. What if this year, let me ask you this, if you really trusted your creativity, if you really got all those damn ideas out of your head and you put it into the world, right? Some of you can't even think straight because you have so many ideas. Your mind is packed with ideas, and that's great. I'm glad you're a thinker. But at what point are you going to be a doer, right? Some of us, we've been keeping all these ideas for years, and we never act upon these ideas, and these ideas stay ideas, and they take up room in your brain. Like for me, I like to deplete my ideas. Sometimes ideas fall flat. Sometimes ideas are legendary things. Sometimes ideas become a legendary moment in this culture. There's so many ideas that I've had as a speaker. Now a lot of people are doing it. I see it all over the web. I started a big movement, right? When I got on social media in 2011, speaking to the camera, being straight up, now you see so many people doing that. As a speaker, being creative, spoken word, all the things. Now you see a big movement of these things. Protect your peace. You see the world not talking about protect your peace, right? These are ideas that were in my head to say, you know what? I'm just going to get this out to the world. For a lot of us, we are literally hoarding our ideas. And you wonder why you're frustrated, right? You wonder why you're uneased. Is because what you're doing is you're looking out trying to find you and you can't find you. And you think that that's working against you when really that's the one thing that can work for you. So for me, when I didn't find me on social media, when I didn't find me in the marketplace, when I didn't find me in my industry, I said, wait a minute. This is my opportunity to trailblaze. This is my opportunity to become or to bring something original. This is my opportunity to bring something different. And that's what I did. And it changed my life. But the hard thing about that is that takes patience. That takes time. For so many of us, we want it right now. That's why we just copy what we see. I see people all the time hit me up and say, Trent, man, this person doing exactly the same things as you. I'm not corny to go out and say, oh, I need my credit. That's corny because I expect to influence people. I expect people to duplicate what I'm doing. I don't take that personal because I believe I'm a leader. I'm loyal to my creativity and I trust my creativity. That's why I'm always elevating and changing, right? The world might be doing things like me, like, hey, here are five things, or doing stuff that I've really elevated and everybody else starts to do it. I'm cool with that because you know why? I trust my creativity. I know I can continue to create. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about chasing down credit. I'm worried about creating. And for some of you, I'm going to be real. You're so worried about not get it. You know, you want credit for the thing that you created and did. But for some of you out there, you're spending too much time trying to find credit and less time trying to create. For some of you, you don't believe in what you do because you think that you can't find you. That's a bad thing. But you're not meant to find you because when you're original and not a duplicate, we live in a duplicate society. Everybody's doing what everybody else is doing. Can I just be real? Everybody's looking like everybody. Everybody's talking like everybody. Everybody's dancing like everybody. Everybody's following trends. My mama gave me the name as a young boy. She said, Trent, you're going to be a Trent setter. I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to be original. I want you to set the trend. I want you to do what's true to you. I want you to do what's authentic to you. Bring your authentic self. Don't you trade in your identity for popularity. Why be a duplicate when you were meant to be an original? And that's the question I want to ask you right now. Like, are you bringing your originality to what you do to this world? Are you bringing your true gift? Because I believe, and this might be a stretch, but I believe it's disrespectful to God when we literally don't bring who he created us to be to this world. And we say, you know what? You can be influenced by people, right? You can be influenced. You can say, man, that influences me to like, it inspires me to create something. Like, it can spark an inspiration in you. I'm not saying that, but at the end of the day, I see so many people running from their own creativity, and they just fall in line like everybody else. You'll never be the go-to person being like everybody else. You'll never be the go-to person looking like everybody else. You'll never be the go-to person talking like everybody else. But a lot of us, we're afraid to put ourselves out there because we don't know if it's going to be accepted. We don't know if people are going to like it. Instead of truly believing in yourself, having that belief energy, instead of that non-belief energy, but having that belief energy saying, you know what, I don't care if people believe in it or not. I'm going to believe in it so much that at some point they're going to get it. At some point, this is going to shift the culture. At some point, this is going to blaze the trail. At some point, people are going to want to do what I do. Even if it isn't popular now, at some point, it will be popular. Real talk motivation wasn't popular when I started. Now look at the world. Being creative as a speaker wasn't popular when I started. Now look at the world. Protecting your peace wasn't popular when I first started saying this phrase. Now look at the world. And I'm not trying to take credit because I don't need the credit. The point I'm trying to make is my belief in myself, not an arrogant belief, not a, you know, cocky belief, but my belief in myself, my belief in my gifts, my belief in what God has for me, my belief in God really set me apart. When I said, man, there's not a me in this marketplace, great, because I can be me and I can be something that's different. You have the opportunity right now to be something that's different. That's what I want to challenge you with this year. Be something that's different. Bring you. And you don't have to think hard about it because you're different in yourself. Bring you. Bring your creativity. Bring your gifts. Just think about that, how that would shift the world. And most importantly, like, throw away that sorry non-belief energy that you're using just to protect you, just in case it doesn't work out. See, some of you, and listen, I get plan Bs, I get alternate routes, I get all that. But some of you really are thinking about if it doesn't work out. I'm going to tell you right now, I never thought about if it doesn't work out. I said, I'm not worried about if it doesn't work out because it will work out because I'm going to bring my all into it. I'm going to bring my belief into it. I'm going to bring my confidence into it. I'm going to bring my relentlessness into it. And that's why I've now become who I am today. Shifting the world from originality, shifting the world from being authentic. You know what I mean? Like, authentic wasn't a thing. Not everybody talks about it, but from day one, I brought this type of energy. When people wasn't going live and talking to their audience in 2011, 12, that was my thing, and I'm still doing that. Building community. And so what I want for you is to bring your belief into what you do unapologetically. Throw away the non-belief energy. Throw away the nonchalant energy. That's a protection mechanism. Stop thinking about if I fail. You only fail when you stop trying. And go all in. Stop half-assing it. Go all in. Have you really went all in? You probably haven't. Go all in. Go all in what you do. These podcast episodes, the reason why you get this passion, this is me going all in. This is me believing that I have a message that will resonate with someone out there. I'm not following trends. I'm not dancing when I don't want to dance. I'm not creating content that I don't want to create just to fit in, just to get views, just to be a part of the social media circus. I'm not doing that. I'm bringing to the world what I want to impact on the world. Whether they, them, her, him likes it or not, I'm bringing what's true to me to the world. And that's what's allowed me to be who I am today. That's what's gave me the privilege to be able to be something different in this personal development space. There's not a person out there that can do what I do. And I don't mean like I'm super special because I can't do what other people do. But there's not a person out there as a speaker that can do what I do, and I stand on that. I stand on that. And it doesn't make me better than anybody else, but I understand what I bring, my uniqueness. Instead of trying to be like him, them, and do what's safe and do what the world accepts and do the status quo, nah, I bring my creativity. And that's what sets me apart. That's what's allowed other speakers in this industry to come talk to me and say, Trent, man, you the best. Not that I need that, not that I care to be the best, because I just want to be the best me. But even the best speakers, even your favorite speaker, it says I'm their favorite speaker. And this happens every single time that I open my mouth on a stage. It's because I'm not trying to be like them. I'm not trying to do what's safe. I am trying to do what's right in my life, in my heart, with alignment to my mission. That's it. And that type of belief, big belief energy, you know, they got a, I'm not going to say that on this podcast, but they got a, the saying with a man, like, you know, big whatever energy, right? I call it big belief energy, BBE, big belief energy. That's what I want for you this year. BBE, big belief energy, not no, BBE. I know it's a lot of other initials that are abbreviations that are around that word. BBE, big belief energy. That's what I want for you. And everything that you do this year, big belief energy, right? Everything you put out, big belief energy, right? You create the energy that you want, man. It starts with you. That's what I want for you this year. Big belief energy. I don't care who don't believe in you. I don't care what don't believe in you. I don't care how it may look. I don't care how crowded the space may be. When you have big belief energy in yourself, big belief energy in creativity, big belief energy in what you do, big belief energy in your mission, big belief energy in your purpose, you become unstoppable. Unstoppable. When you start trusting your creativity, that's the problem. So many people don't trust it. They want the now. They got the now syndrome. It don't look like nobody else's. Exactly. It's not supposed to. You're supposed to bring something different that makes you different. This world is yearning. This world is thirsting for something different. This world is thirsting for an original when there's so many duplicates and copies. Just look. People look the same, dress the same, talk the same, post the same. It's the same stuff. We need fresh energy. We need that BBE. So if you got to the end of this episode, this is just a bonus. If you got to the end of this episode, I want you to send me a message. Trent, we on that BBE. That's what we're going to be on. Big belief energy this year. That's what we're going to be on. You'll hear me say this a lot. BBE, big belief energy in everything that you do. Whatever you put out, books, podcasts, whatever it is you do. Being a mama, being a daddy, big belief energy, right? Bring a different energy. Change your aura. So many people's energy, they suck. For better lack of words, it's terrible. And all you do, you see them complain, they got big complaint energy. All they do is complain. Nobody supports me or, you know, this social media. All the, like, the crybaby mentality. Nobody, let me just say, nobody gives a damn. All right, I got to go, but nobody gives a damn. I want to just say that to you, and I want to be this straight up and blunt. Listen, nobody gives a damn. And I got to say it like that because some of us, we think people care. People care about our complaints. Oh, nobody's following me or nobody in or nobody. And I'm not sure if I want to use social media. And nobody cares. All you're doing is creating a freaking lack of belief, a non-belief energy around your brand, a non-belief energy around your life. People are going to look at you, oh, that's the person that just complained about stuff. Or that's the person that just, you know, have no belief in themselves. Like, you set the tone for your life. Please, just if you listen to nothing else today, ask yourself, what's the tone that I've been setting? By the energy I put out, by what I say, by what I post, what tone am I setting for my life? And I just want to challenge you this year to bring that BBE, baby. Right? Bring that big belief energy to everything you do. And that's 80% of it. 20% is skill, right? 20%, if that is skill, 80% is energy, man, that you create around your life, around your brand, where you want to make people engage with you, right? You want to make people interact with you. You want to make people be around you. People are attracted. It's a big belief energy. Like, people are attracted to good energy. People want to know, like, let this be the year that people say, man, it's something different about him. It's something different about her. Man, such and such, you've been around. They moving different. They acting different. Like, I want some of that. Like, give me what you got because I want some of that. And it comes from the belief. Since day one, I had big belief energy in rehab time. You can go watch my content. It don't mean you have to be passionate and talk with so much passion like I do. I'm not saying you got to talk like that. But it's a level of confidence in your tone that lets people know, hey, this is real. That lets people know, hey, now I ain't playing small. It lets people know, like, hey, I got something special. I'm different. I'm not just trying to go viral. I'm not just trying to, you know, get views. Nah, this is bigger than that. This is a real mission. Social media or not, this is a real mission. This don't come on an on and off switch. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is my DNA. Right? I got my DNA tested last week. You know what the result came back? It said BBE, Big Belief Energy, in my DNA test. That's what I want for you, my friend. So when your DNA tests come back in this next year, it needs to say, man, they have a massive dose of BBE. That's what I want for you, man. Forget that nonchalant stuff. Forget that lack of belief stuff. That stuff is over, man. You know what I mean? Because all you're doing is you're creating the culture. What culture of your life? We talk about the culture a lot, right? When it comes to your life, though, like, what's the culture that you've created around your life? Like, what's the culture of you, right? Is it the complaining culture? Is it the feel sorry for me culture? Is it the self-pity culture? Like, that's the culture you create. That's why I say, man, you set the tone because you create the culture. I hope that the culture now, after this episode, is, man, nah, I got Big Belief culture. That's what I got. It's going to be very contagious. And this is the year where I stop trying to be like everybody else, copy everybody else. And this is the year where I bring my creativity to these platforms. This is the year where I bring myself, my uniqueness, because that's where your power is, to these platforms, to this world. I'm not going to just do this because Trent's doing it. I'm not going to do this because such and such. I'm not going to do this because it's working. I don't care if it's working in the world, because I got some things that I need to make work in my world. I got some work that I need to bring to the world that I know is going to help some people. They might not get it now. It might take a while. It might take a little bit for people to catch on to what I'm trying to bring. But you know what? I'm willing to take this journey. Forget the destination, y'all. You'll hear me upload another podcast in a few days about some things that I'm leaving. And like, forget destinations. And I want to just talk about this while we're here. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and talk about it. We're going to make this podcast episode a little bit longer. Forget the destinations. Forget them. Destinations are done. I'm going to take it this far, and people are going, I'm going to catch some flack for this. Forget the goals. Forget them. This year, forget the goals, forget the destinations. Some of you are destination addicted, and literally it's controlling who you are, right? Because if you're not at your destination by this time, at this point, you start to think it's not working. You start to think, oh, it's not meant to be. You start to have that big doubt energy. That big doubt energy. I can't say exactly that abbreviation because some of y'all know what that means, right? But you have that big doubt energy, right? You're doubting yourself, right? And it's because you're so addicted to destination. I tell people all the time, man, like, stop setting all these goals. And I know people tell you to set goals, and I know some of you might take this out of context, but for the sake of, like, you, I know there's some goals you have to set, right? There's some things you have to meet. I get that. Don't take it out of context, but stop being addicted to goals. Like, your vision board, okay, I got all these goals I want to hit, and that's cool to write them down. I'm nothing against that, but you can't allow your goals to control your self-esteem, right? I would rather you break down your goals and say, man, who do I have to be to hit these goals? What's the character I have to hit these goals? What's the standards I got to live by to hit these goals? And I would be more focused on the character and the standards than I am the goals, because I know if I take care of those things, then I'm gonna blow the goals out the water. I know if I just really focus on the journey and enjoy the journey, enjoy the ups and downs, enjoy the day in and day out, enjoy the figuring it out part, enjoying the lessons, enjoying everything like that, then guess what? I promise you, you will surpass any destination that you can think of. Because I'm gonna be real with you, even when you reach a destination, it's not over. The final destination is when you're dead. I get you hitting these checkpoints and checking off boxes, but I would rather you fall in love with the journey, because the person who loves to walk is the person that will always go further than the person that's in love with the destination, period. The person that's in love with the journey, Like, that's what I want for you. If you really want to change, you really want to create something legendary, if you really want to separate yourself, you got to say, man, I got to fall in love with this. I got to fall in love with, you know, figuring this out. Like, you don't get to 200-some podcast episodes where I'm at by just falling in love with destinations. No, I love the journey of creating podcasts. I love the journey of sitting here thinking about, man, what can I talk about for the next 40 minutes, the next 20 minutes? I love being able to give y'all some information that could change your life. I love being able to create content. I don't just have millions of videos and billions of views and all these things by destinations. I didn't been reach my destination. I didn't hit 1 million views 1 million times. I didn't been reach that. It's the journey that I'm in love with. I love the journey. I love the I love the grind of it, right? I love the, in my head and trying to figure out words and I can't get it. I'm sitting there, okay, I'll come back to it tomorrow. I love the process. That's what I'm trying to say. I love the process. Forget the success. I love the process. And the person that loves the process will have so much success. The person that loves the process will have so much success. Throw away the goals for this year. Just throw them away. Just say, you know what? I'm going to control my effort, my character. I'm going to control how I show up. I'm going to get my all into that. I'm going to bring that BBE, big belief energy, and I'm going to see where I end up. And I guarantee you, you will go a lot further than being controlled by some goals and being controlled by some destinations. Like, I believe that. And again, I'm not telling you not to set goals, right? Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Hopefully you don't take this out of context, but I just feel like some of you are so controlled by your goals. You're like, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not here yet. Or this must not be for me and all this stuff. When if you just really focus on what you could control, you really focus on how you show up every single day. You really focus on bringing that energy to what you create. See, some of us treat it like it's a job, like it's a chore. Oh, I got to go on social media. I got to do it. Yeah, if you're treating it like it's a chore, it's going to give you chore results. For me, I'm like, man, I get a chance to help inspire people. I get a chance to create something that might fall flat on its face or might like change the culture. It might be one of these staples in the culture that people hold on to forever, like Protect Your Peace. Like different, it all starts with you. Like, that's so cool. I've had things where I tried and it fell flat. Great. I love the journey. I love the process. I love the ups and downs. That's what I want for you this year. And we're done. I don't have anything else to say. If that doesn't inspire you and motivate you, then hey, I don't know. I don't know. But just shift your energy from complaining, from the big doubt energy, to that big belief energy, to that big consistent energy, to that big commitment energy, to that big faith energy. Yeah. Yeah. Because if you bring that, boy. And I'll end with this. Some of you, and I'm going to share this because it's on my heart too, some of you are addicted to learning, which I love. I think a learner is one of the most incredible people in the world. But some of you have stayed a learner and that's it. You listen to all the podcasts. You read all the books. Hopefully Protect Your Peace, The Greatest You and Straight Up. But you read all the books and you intake a lot of information, which sets you apart because most people don't even do that. But what keeps you the same is that you have no output of action. You're phenomenal at taking in information. You're phenomenal at taking it, but you're not phenomenal at giving it. Giving your action, giving your creativity, giving your ideas to the world. And I'm going to tell you this, and you can quote me on this. Without action, a learner will never become an earner. Quote me on that. Without action, a learner will never become an earner. I've been around so many individuals that are amazing learners, but they don't earn nothing. And I'm not just talking about money, but even financially, you won't earn nothing because you're not creating nothing. Even You won't earn your mission. You won't earn impact. You won't earn anything because you're not putting that learning into action. So let this year be a year of you taking massive action. Like, you read enough books. I'm not telling you not to read no books, but you read enough. You got the information. Like, what you waiting on? Like, you understand how to take off, right? Go fly. Go fly. Worry about the landing later. Worry about where you're going later. Go fly. You got your wings. What more do you need? But for some of us, it's a protection mechanism. We can always fall back. Well, I don't have all the information, or I don't know the how. The how should never paralyze you, because the how will always be revealed in the journey. I cannot explain that enough. Stop allowing the how to paralyze you. Stop thinking so much about the how. Like, what's the what? That's the most important. Like, why are we doing? What's the why? Why are we doing this? What are we doing it for? Like, those are the most important things. You understand that, you'll figure out the hows. I promise you that. You'll figure it out. But for some of us, we're so good at learning, but we don't earn anything because we have no action. Without action, a learner will never remove the L and become a earner. I want this to be the year that you earn, man. I want this to be the year when you earn. Some of you, financially, social media can change your life. Social media, I'm not going to put a price tag because the IRS might be listening, but social media has changed my life forever. Content has changed my life forever. You know, I'm being able to be a speaker and well paid to go share my story and share my message, earning that way. And the most important earning is the legacy and impact that I'm leaving that is priceless. But I decided to be a worker. I decided to be a doer. I decided to be an action taker. And that's what I want for you. So let's go, man. Big Believe Energy. Like I said, in every single episode, it all starts with you. Hope you enjoyed this one. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone, or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.